Twitter locks account of Rick Granillo over voter fraud warning. By Alim Bokhari on October 8, 2020. Twitter locked the account of former acting director of National Intelligence Rick Granillo after he shared an image of ballots sent to him by a friend living in California, who says they were addressed to his parents, who he claims have been dead for 10 years. "He's my friend in California, a very close friend of mine. It's his parents who were sent these ballots, and he gave me the photo, and he gave me permission. This is my position. If Twitter is going to employ someone who is going to be so concerned about community action, and me posting a photo that they're concerned about, their community action focus should be at the Los Angeles County Register of Voters, who are sending dead people ballots, people who have been dead for 10 years. Twitter has now responded back to me to say that you can delete the photo and the tweet and repost it after you black out their address. Well, I'm not doing that because I had permission, and they have no right to ask me to do that." Granillo's friend, Tom Thompson, confirmed this in a tweet. "I am the son of John and Gertrude Thompson. Both passed away over 10 years ago and got ballots for the upcoming election. I gave Richard Granillo permission to post these pictures and ask for an investigation as to why they were mail ballots for the 2020 election." Twitter has repeatedly censored discussion about mail-in voting fraud on its platform, including tweets from President Donald Trump. In September, Twitter censored a tweet from the president urging voters in North Carolina to mail in their ballots early and to check at the polling locations that the vote has been counted. In August, Twitter censored a tweet from the president warning that Democrat demands for ballot mail drop boxes would be a voting security disaster. Earlier this month, multiple break-ins were reported at USPS mailboxes in Virginia, a swing state. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. His new book, #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election, which contains exclusive interviews with sources inside Google, Facebook, and other tech companies, is currently available for purchase.